are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So what's this? Did you guys hear about this? 14 people were fired at a law firm. 14 coworkers were fired because they were all wearing orange shirts. They were fired on Friday. Management thought they were protesting. I don't know what they were protesting, but everybody else said no. They were getting psyched for happy hour. Now, I don't get that because wasn't this weekend St. Patrick's Day? Yeah, no, I didn't drink. I remember I didn't drink. I had kids with me. They say orange-shirted workers no longer have jobs at the Deerfield Beach law firm in Pennsylvania. Apparently, four workers tell the story this way. For the past few months, some employees have worn orange shirts on payday Friday so they'd look like a group when they went out for happy hour. Orange, though, I don't get it. This Friday, this last Friday, 14 workers wearing orange shirts were called into a conference room where an executive said he understood there was a protest involving orange. The employees were wearing orange and they all were fired. The executive said anyone wearing orange for an innocent reason should speak up. One employee immediately denied involvement with the protest and explained the happy hour color. The executives went outside the room, returned, and fired them all. I don't get this. They said there's no office policy against wearing orange shirts. There's no warning, no severance, no package, no nothing. And I guess one is a single mom with four kids. She's out of a job. She said, I just wore orange. Here's my only thing. Okay, were they protesting something? I don't get it. I mean, I don't understand green. You know, many of us wore green on Friday because St. Patrick's Day fell on Saturday. What was orange supposed to be about? Now, Florida is an at-will state, so I guess they, you know, unless there's a contract, an employer can fire a worker for good reason, I guess, as long as it's not an unlawful reason. But that's weird. I kind of want to know a little bit more about this, because what does orange mean? Because, you know, what if my workers come in, my staff come in orange? I'd like to just know what it means, you know? But I guess, you know, it is nice to all go. See, here's my thing. Orange isn't a very common color with clothes, right? You know, everybody has something black. Everybody has something white, right? Sometimes blue. But, you know, for the most part, black, white, you know, it's very easy. Orange isn't a very common color, unless I'm wrong. Just where I live, I mean, honestly, I don't think I have anything orange in my closet. Even for Halloween, I wear black. So I guess this is kind of weird for them to fire. I think there's more to this story. The only thing is, people, is let's say there was some reason for this and you innocently wanted to kind of be with the group and you're like, well, yes, I'll wear an orange shirt. Okay, just if something seems a little odd, maybe investigate it, because you could be living in a state where it is an at-will state where they could fire you. I mean, my thinking is a couple of these women really didn't know what they were getting into, and they just wore the orange shirt to be a part of everybody, and now they're out jobs. So just be careful out there, because there's some kooky stuff. All right, for those of you who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. A lot of cool stuff to talk about. We are live, so please call in at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, toll-free, 1-877-362-3254. Comments, medical questions, anything you want to talk about. Now, for those of you that live in New York, you don't have to worry about the orange shirt thing. You actually may make about $125 if you get a new toilet. The city is going to offer a $125 voucher beginning next year to anyone installing an efficient new toilet. What they're trying to do is to reduce New York's water usage by 30 million gallons a day. They're not asking you to change your lifestyle. You can still go pee-pee if you have to. But they want you to use less water every time you flush the toilet. The typical older toilet uses up to 5 gallons per flush, but the newer ones is only 1.28 gallons. Well, they obviously haven't seen what our family requires. Our family requires about 10 gallons. The city hopes the voucher program will lead to the replacement of 800,000 toilets citywide and cut daily water usage by 3% a day. Boy, that's going to be expensive. 800,000 times a buck 25. That's going to be a lot. 125. The program is timed to coincide with repair work on the Delaware Aqueduct that begins in 2013. The effort will force a shutdown of the aqueduct for up to 15 months, putting constraints on the city's water supply. Well, I'm glad they're thinking ahead. They say a similar voucher project in the 1990s replaced 1.2 million toilets across the five boroughs, mostly in city-owned buildings. I don't mind that. I don't mind, you know, saving on water. There was one toilet I used up in Flagstaff. We wanted to go skiing, and the hotel we were in, right by the ski resort, had a flush if you went number two and a flush if you went number one. And my kids thought that was so cool because they tried to, you know, psych the toilet out. Mom, I'm going to let him think I just did a poo-poo, and I'm going to push the number two button. It was really cool. I think I'll put it on my Facebook. I'll find a picture of the toilets. Okay, now what's going on with this? Looks like Google can flush heat from their data center. This is more toilet news, people. We are really rigging the toilet news. Apparently, Google is using toilet water to cool its data center in western Georgia. Apparently, we said when Google first opened its massive computing center in Douglas County, Georgia, it cooled the facility's equipment using the same water that's pumped into the pipes of local homes. But at some point, they realized that the water used isn't clean enough to drink. So I guess now they are going to use 100% recycled water. And I guess whenever residents of the county take showers or flush their toilets, they are now, I guess, involved with the Water and Sewer Authority, such that that water will help cool their data center. Well, that's kind of nice. I guess I'm not sure how that works. I don't understand. Maybe some of you tech people understand. How does flushing cool down the data center? I guess in using local water and outside air to cool data centers, companies such as Google, Facebook, and Microsoft can reduce their dependency on power-hungry mechanical chillers. Oh, that's pretty smart. I think I like this. According to Google, the Water and Sewer Authority is now diverting about 30% of its sewer water to a second treatment plant built and paid for by Google. This way, it's going to be cleaned water. Yes, I would like cleaned water, because when I Google, I don't want anything splattering to me. Wow, I didn't realize there was so much toilet news. All right, let's change subjects when we get back. Looks like female workers earn more than men. Or will earn more than men within the next 25 years. Really? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800-USA-Money and 800USAMoney.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Your emails to drdahlia.com. Please follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. And thank you for signing into our guest book. I love hearing from where you're from and what you think of the show. It's great. So definitely go to our website to sign in on our guest book. Okay, so they're saying female workers in the U.S. are set to earn more than men in every profession within the next 25 years. I wonder why. They say the next generation of female employees will take home more money than their male peers. They say the phenomenon marks such a cultural shift in the American way of life. This is per author and journalist Liza Mundy. Oh, this is in her book. Oh, I don't want to push another person's book, but this came out in today's news. Her research found that in the U.S., single women in their 20s with no children, on average, make more than men. Almost 40% of working wives out-earn their husbands. Over the next few decades, professions like law, medicine, and veterinary medicine will be predominantly run by women. Now, I don't know. I don't know about this, because even for me, I work a lot of hours. But again, I'm a very strange woman. Okay. But in terms of patient hours, spending time with patients, my husband probably hour per hour spends more time with patients. He's a chiropractor than I do. Because again, I have to deal with the kids. So of course I'm going to earn less, and you know, rightfully so. I'm working less than him. That's fine by me. So I don't see how women are going to supersede men, unless if men are going to start taking, you know, more care of what's going on at the home. I don't know. That's kind of interesting. They said the book The Richer Sex addresses many of the gender issues and will be met along the way. Apparently, a report last year from the government found that although women in the U.S. have made huge strides economically and education past 50 years, at present they still make less money than men. The report, billed by the White House as the most comprehensive study, said women gain more college degrees than men, but were more likely to live in poverty. Well, I still don't understand how that's going to change. College-educated women get married on average around 30 compared to 26. The proportion of women who are married has dropped. Research has found that marriage rates for women in high-income brackets were on the rise as most of low. So that still doesn't explain to me. I don't know. No, I don't want to buy the book and read it. I don't have time to buy the book and read it. I don't know how the income is going to surpass. I mean, again, I like the idea of two people are doing the same job, same work, equal pay. That's fine. I don't think a woman should make more. I don't think a man should make more. I think if it's the same job, same work, same pay, make it easy. Then nobody could yell discrimination. But I don't get how a woman would make more. Now, again, if the roles are shifting and more men are going to be doing more home duties or home based jobs, work out of the home, you know, I mean, a lot of people can do much of their job from home. Whereas, you know, more women are going to be going out to the field. Maybe I could see that. I don't know. All right, well, speaking about men and women and husbands and wives, they say 2/3 of men only wear what their wives tell them to. Really? 2/3 of men rely on their wife or partner to choose their work clothes for them. I don't. My husband, I mean, he wears the same type of clothes. Same old, same old. He knows how to dress himself. I will help him, like, if we go to a event, like a gala, I'm like, okay, you know, did you wash your suit? Did you take a suit to the cleaners? Did you get off all the cat hair and the dog hair? You know, does it look nice? You know, I mean, I'm always nervous about that. But, I mean, for everyday work, you know, everyday work, he looks good. He has a shirt and his pants, and he used to wear scrubs. They say half are also physically dressed by their significant others, such as getting help doing their tie. The study by men's fashion website Style Pilot quizzed 1,000 men in full-time employment. It says 3 in 10 get told what to wear or have clothes bought for them by their mother. Oh no. Uh-oh. You got the mother involved. And 1 in 6 by their mother-in-law. Mother-in-law. 1 in 6 also say, yeah, I gotta start singing. 1 in 6 also said they took a woman's fashion advice for an easy life. A 5th said they think their style could be improved. 12% said their lack of fashion sense has held them back in life. Many men want to be better dressed. Well, I gotta tell you, I think some women know how to dress men. But I don't. I don't think I could dress my husband to the best ability. I think I would take him to like a men's department store and have a man dress him. I don't think I could do it. I don't know enough about ties, and I know about jerseys. I could wear jerseys as the day is long. I like boxer briefs. I know that. But in terms of, and I like solid color ties. I think I could dress him, but I mean, no better than my husband could dress himself. They say many men want to be better dressed but lack style, knowledge, and confidence. Okay, but you see, in whose world? Okay, remember I talked to you guys and ladies about cologne, how women will buy their man cologne, and men don't really want cologne. Men don't want to smell cologne-y. They want to smell like men. All right? Cologne is a girly thing. But men will purchase it to keep a woman happy. But if you really ask a bunch of men, do they want to do the whole cologne thing, they'd say no. Same thing with shaving. Do they really want to be close shaven, or do they want a little gruff? They want a little gruff. But, of course, you know, because of the society we're in, or because they don't want to give their wife, the burn, you know, beard burn or whatever, they do it. Well, same thing. I mean, if you ask men, do they really like the whole shirt and tie and suit, I'd venture to say 90% of them said no. Am I wrong? If you guys are listening out there, call in and tell me, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. So honestly, my husband's never been comfortable in a shirt and tie. When I make my kids dress up, you know, to go to services. They can't stand the feel of the tie and the shirt around the neck. I can't. In the 80s, we used to have to wear our shirts buttoned up all the way. I couldn't stand it. It irritated my neck. Many of us can't, by the way. It's some psychological phenomenon or medical phenomenon where certain people cannot have anything around the neck. I have patients all the time that say, Dahlia, I cannot wear a tie. Yet my job requires I wear a tie. So maybe they really need to rewrite the study where it's not that men wish they styled better. I think men like their style. They like maybe the baggy pants, the baggy shirt, the comfortable. They look relaxed. And I got to tell you, I think it looks kind of good. You know, the whole kind of plaid shirt and, you know, jeans and some, you know, work boots or cowboy boots, I think is sexy. I don't think they have to do the whole shiny tie, shiny suit. Yes, a nice tie and suit look good. You know, during the presidential primaries, I think Romney looked very dapper. Absolutely. But no, you don't have to dress in a suit for most women. So guys, you know, maybe we need to just kind of change our frame of reference. Maybe it's really not all, you know, all about how it's, I guess, I don't know. I just don't think ties really are that important. I mean, it's important for work, but that's a whole different study. Okay, different story, I should say. Real quickly, they say women spend 3 hours every week redoing chores their men have done badly. Now, apparently women feel there's a lot of things men don't do properly. We went through this list. It's kind of cute. I want to quickly go through this. Honestly, I think my husband does a great job. Maybe I am the wrong woman. Maybe I'm not the typical woman. But they say men don't do the following things very well, and women have to redo the job. One is wiping down the counters, okay, especially after they clean up, right, and, you know, shave all the splatter. They don't know how to puff up the cushions on the sofa or the bed. They don't clean the oven right. I don't fluff up the pillows. Maybe right before I go to bed. They don't space out wet clothes while hanging them dry. Of course not. They only vacuum the middle of the room and not the edges. Separating darks from the lights when washing clothes, they don't do that. They wear shoes in the house after vacuuming. That's a big no-no, guys. Did you know that? Leaving dirty washing on the floor next to the washing machine. I do that. I put the dirty clothes next to the washing machine, so all I have to do is put them in. You don't shake out the clothes when hanging them up, so socks fall off. You don't fold the clothes before putting them away. You shove them into the drawer. You don't decorate the bed with cushions when making it. Of course not. You don't need to decorate the bed unless people are coming over. They say men don't know how to load the dishwasher right. That I do have to say. I have to say I trained my husband with that one because he, you know, like the Titanic? They, you know, they didn't fill up enough of the boats with people. My husband, too. He will go through a whole dishwashing cycle with probably one-third the amount of dishes that really could be washed. Yeah. And so it's a waste of the whole cycle. So I have to tell him to reorganize, just like the Titanic. So, pretty interesting stuff. Okay. We're going to come back for break. When we do come back, we got a lot more medical headlines. Whew. You know, people with an autism child, they say they are making significantly less. And with autism on the rise, we probably have another little economic crisis coming up. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Rick from Fresno, California writes, Dr. Dahlia, I'm thinking about getting a vasectomy, but I don't know what the downtime is going to be. Can you talk about that? Downtime on vasectomy. I've never had one, so I can't tell you from personal experience, but what I do know, and I'm sure you're asking this because of all that March Madness, I didn't realize that you're supposed to be getting vasectomies during March Madness. Is that true? We talked about this last week. Remember, a lot of urologists, they're throwing in a pizza. They're throwing in team gear, right, while March Madness is going on because they're hoping you get a vasectomy. Well, I guess what they were talking about last week is how during the downtime of your having a vasectomy, if you have to be off work, then you could sit and watch football. So I guess it's more convenient. I mean, if you're going to take a couple days off, you don't want to do it when the in-laws are coming into town. You want to do it when you can kick back and watch the games. So I get that. I get that. Okay, from what I understand, you're going to be basically on the couch for a good couple days, but you have to ice it. Okay, and what I also understand is you can't drink alcohol when you are recovering. So keep in mind, if you are, you can't be having like a Super Bowl party while you're recovering from vasectomy. Okay, so I took a look at one of the vasectomymedical.com sites. Pretty good. Pretty good. Basically, you are going to be wearing scrotal support the entire week except when sleeping. Okay, unless, of course, it hurts you. Now, keep in mind, again, the scrotal support, because you don't want the testicles to hang with gravity. That could cause pulling on the area and swelling. So the support helps minimize swelling and minimize discomfort. But, of course, if it hurts you, then you don't want to be wearing the scrotal supports, okay? Check with your doctor about when to resume taking showers. They say usually a day or two after the vasectomy. Same thing. I always tell people, too, whenever we have a surgical procedure, we really don't let you shower till a day or two later, and we definitely don't let you do any hot tubbing, bubble bath, swimming, etc., at least for a week. So, depending on your, depending on your surgeon. In this particular case, they said you could take a 20-minute bath. It may be beneficial. Again, I'm a little nervous because if there's any opening, even if they did the no scalpel technique and there's a little opening, you can still get bacteria that get in there. Okay, they say after a few days following the vasectomy, then you can maybe start doing baths. They said ice the area 20 minutes every hour for the first 48 hours. You see? So you're going to be icing while you're watching basketball. So you may not want to be with your buddies. You may just kind of want to be home, right, doing your own thing. Then continue to ice the area every evening for the first week. You can make your own ice pack, they say, by putting ice in a plastic bag, wrapping it around a dish towel, or use a bag of frozen peas. They say gel packs also work well by slipping it between the underwear and the scrotal support. That actually sounds kind of comfortable. They say take it easy, no lifting anything heavier than 15 pounds. Can't be lifting the babies, can't be lifting the kids. You're going to be popping some of the stitches. No exertion, exercise, extensive walk, climbing, golf, hockey, hiking, sports, etc. for a week at least. And again, no jumping up and down, screaming when you're watching the game. That's why I really don't get how urologists like go watch a game. Okay, you know, you can't be having a party with a bunch of guys. Can't be jumping up and down. You can't be drinking alcohol. Keep the incision clean and dry. They say you can take a shower after the first day. Use antibacterial soap. Leave some clean gauze with antibiotic ointment applied at the opening. Okay, you guys know how to do that. I won't go into too much detail. They said this particular site says you could do some Tylenol. They say no sex or ejaculation for a week. Okay, you don't want to push it. No alcohol for 2 days. They may actually recommend anti-inflammatories. Again, talk to your doctor about that. Of course, if you have any bleeding, swelling, et cetera, those are issues, redness, pus, et cetera. I guess after a week, you may be able to have sex. The only thing is, if it hurts, no. Now, are you sterile? Absolutely not. Okay? I mean, it could take months for you to be sterile. They say right now, after the week, still use backup protection. Because remember, your vas deferens, which is the tube that they snip to do your vasectomy, will still hold sperm. They say the sperm could take months to be flushed out. So your doctor is going to prescribe to you 10 to 20 ejaculations to release the remaining sperm. You got all that? I hope you're writing that all down. Only after doing analyses where they see how your sperm count has gone down, that's when your doctor will say, okay, now you don't have to use the backup protection. But don't think, you know, with, let's say, Memorial Day's coming up in a couple months, okay, don't think, okay, if I do this April 1st, I'm good. No. We don't know. We don't know how long it's going to take. Okay? For the most part, within a few months, from what I understand, is pretty good. Again, everybody is different. Great question, guys. Keep them coming. For those of you that have any medical questions, relationship questions, political stuff, whatever you want to talk about, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Whew, I handled that one okay for the air. It's always hard because, remember, I have to paint a picture for you guys on air. And painting a picture of a vasectomy and the testicles, it's difficult, very difficult to do. I'm not a very good painter. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you can email me at drdahlia.com. Okay. Ah, darn. I wanted to talk about, I don't even know where my, here we go. This is what I want to talk about. Okay. So, autism is on the rise. We talk about autism a lot on the show, about 1 in 100 kids have it. Well, they're talking about how parents, their incomes, not only are their incomes dropping, of course, with the recession, but parents of kids with autism earn less. Okay, I don't know if any of you have ever had to take care of an autistic kid, but it is a 24/7. All right, they don't engage many of them. They have difficulty focusing. So sometimes some of these kids are very difficult to babysit or to have in daycare. So you want to go to work and you want the child in daycare or you want a babysitter or you want grandma or grandpa, and many of them can't. depending on where they are. Now, I have four nieces and nephews on the autism spectrum, two with full autism, two with Asperger's. And, I mean, they have made amazing improvements, the ones with full autism. But, again, always running around, always, you know, very difficult to, kind of keep focused on something. So many parents of autistic kids, they really can't get help from aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa. It's exhausting. Not to mention they're exhausted. I see a lot of parents where they are just absolutely exhausted. They say one of the latest studies, mothers of autistic children earn $14,700 less per year than mothers with children that don't have autism, and $7,000 less per year than mothers of children with other health conditions like asthma and ADHD. Yeah, if you have an asthmatic kid or a child with ADHD, again, you're having difficulty with the daycare setting. You need to pick them up multiple times, etc. Now, you know, people always ask, well, what puts you at risk for an autistic kid? You know, they've been talking about medications during pregnancy. But, you know, a big thing is age. Now, what's ironic is many people, especially, you know, women, they're now having children after they reach their educational goals. They become a lawyer, they become a doctor, become a vet, start their career in business, etc. Then they start having kids in their late 30s, early 40s. Well, that could put you at risk to have an autistic child, and then you end up earning less. You know, I wonder if the medical community is going to start recommending that women go back to having kids earlier. Now, I was pregnant with my last year of medical school. No, not last year of medical school. I'm sorry. I got married, but last year of medical school, last year of residency. As soon as I thought the baby would be safe and I wouldn't be as exposed to communicable diseases when I was pregnant and needle sticks, etc., I got pregnant my third year, did all my hard rotations on my early pregnancy with morning sickness, finally got to the point to the end of my pregnancy where all I had were my electives and my lighter ones, and I tried to give birth as quickly as possible to my first child at that point. And I was 28. I just knew, and we still had complications with the pregnancy. Thank God the kids, both of them, came out fine. But I knew with my family history that if I pushed it to being older, I would be having, you know, children with issues. And I'm wondering if we may need to go back and educate women going, look, I understand you want to get your career started, but keep in mind that could put you at risk for a child with autism, and then you're going to be ending up earning less anyway. Don't go away. We got more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet payment when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
How you doing? Woo, hope you had a good weekend. I gotta tell you, it's been still rough. You know, they keep talking about the economy is getting better, that recession is they've been upset that Romney hasn't been giving credit where credit is due to President Obama, that the recession is getting better. And again, I think a lot of us are still kind of lost because we haven't felt that it's better. And one very shocking statistic that came out is 3 in 10 young adults are still living with their parents, if not moving back to be with their parents. Now, you know, the issue over the past 20, 30 years has been, even longer than that, has been our parents moving in with us. Okay? I mean, with us, we always had a grandparent living at the house. You know, we just did. That would just, and I was taught as a very early age that if God forbid anything happens to one of my family members, I will move in, mom or dad. Well, that was just taught. Now, until, of course, my husband, And we kind of, you know, met each other's parents, and we realized, no, we're going to have to come up with something better because we're not going to be able to handle that too well. And, luckily, none of our parents are at that stage where they have to move in with us. But it's just something that we know that's just something that's part of our duties. You know, I'd want my kids, to not, leave me off somewhere and just leave and forget about their mama. So, it's an issue. But what amazes us is how the opposite is happening, where many people are graduating from school. They're going in the job market. They're losing jobs. They're losing their jobs. And they're going back to mom and dad. We're having 30-year-olds. We're having 40-year-olds moving back. This is the highest since the 1950s. Back in 1980, 11% of young adults lived in multi-generational households, right? And then today, almost 30%. We're talking even up to 34-year-olds. Now, that's interesting. Now, why is that? Now, we spent some time talking about, how we're handling money these days. Now, many people of the, there's Generation X and then there's Generation Y. I don't know what the latest generation is. I didn't realize I was part of Generation X. I thought I was from the 80s, right? You know, so when you're part of the 80s, you're like, that's what I thought. I thought from the 80s. That's, But anyway, many of us who were, kids that were graduating from high school, going off to college in the 90s and the turn of the century are of the credit card age. And I'm wondering if what's been happening is are many kids, they saw their parents borrow and they're borrowing and they probably started borrowing since day one. Now, I remember when I was in college in the early 90s, there were all these little credit card pamphlets for you to get a credit card. And I remember scared to death of getting one. I knew I needed one, but I didn't want one to spend money. I come from a family that had, at the time, said, you don't spend what you don't have. There's no sense starting a credit card, because if you're going to put something on a credit card and then pay 17% interest, what's the point? Why don't you wait till you could buy it cash so you aren't spending more money for it? And there really wasn't much that I wanted. However, I did want to get my own apartment. I did want to open up with the power company an account. And if you don't have a credit history, you couldn't. So I had to get a credit card to start my credit history. But again, if I even used it, I paid it off at the end of the month. I mean, I'd maybe, charge $10 to it, $20 to it. I was scared to death. All right? Things have gotten a lot more lax. And so we have kids that have debt. I have parents coming in and telling me that their kids are maxing their credit cards. And I'm like, how could you let that happen? Cut the kid off. They're like, but my kid does not know how to handle money. And I could see that, especially if kids are going back to live with mom and dad in their mid-30s. Really? You're going to start having middle-aged kids. That's what's happening. Also, many people, they lost their job. They lost their home. Yet some of the older generation still has saved their money. They diversified what they could, invested in their house. But many of us, even now, even though I'm older than that generation that we're talking about now, I have to admit, in order for me to go to medical school, I had to borrow and borrow and borrow. To help my brother go to school, I waited tables. So maybe I paid off my truck. I had maybe $2,000 to my name when I got married because of tips. And, obviously I wasn't that good a waitress if all I had was, $2,000 left. Of course, much of that money went to the wedding. And that's why I worked. That's why while I was a resident, I got my license in Arizona and I worked in an ER there and I worked in an urgent care there. I've just always worked 2-3 jobs my whole life. I always have. I just, I'm a workaholic, I guess, But, what was the point? Was I feeling sorry for myself? Is that why I brought that up? I don't know. It's been a long day. I was probably talking about money, et cetera, and, youth, and, I think we're talking about credit cards. I really forgot. I was making a really good, juicy point about when I was growing up. But no, it wasn't a mother-in-law story. No mother-in-law joke. I don't remember. Anyway, I'm sorry, guys. It's been a long day. But anyway, truth of the matter is I think our generation is really too quick to borrow. Oh, yes, that's what I was talking about, the debt I amassed. The student loans, absolutely. You amass that, and then it's like, well, you know, we're going to want to start a family pretty soon. All right, so this apartment, it's not really working for us. Okay, let's get a small house. And luckily, homes were really, really cheap at the time because we were living in Las Vegas. And we started the practice. Again, more loans. Everything was borrowed. Then the house. And it was very easy for us to start a life of not owning anything. Borrowing everything. House borrowed. Car borrowed. I mean, not borrowing from somebody else, but borrowed from the bank. The bank owns everything. Absolutely everything. Right? Except, of course, my kids, you know, and our spirit. And so it's a little frustrating. I'm a little nervous about that. I can't say the home is my own. I could say the equity we used to have was, although that's gone. And it's very frustrating. Now, maybe we're all in the same boat. Maybe it has nothing to do with our upbringing. I mean, I was raised to not borrow, but that was a moot point. I mean, look, I had to borrow. But I think we're on very, very shaky ground. So, you know, here we're talking about, you know, people that have tried to, you know, advance their careers by increasing their education, you know, having kids with autism. So now they have to cut back. We've been talking about how a lot of times the breadwinner has changed, where many families' husband is now home with the kid. Whoever can find the job, if the woman can find the job, she's the one working. I have so many patients where we have a Mr. Mom and mom's working. And the men don't like it and the women don't like it. But whoever could get the job is getting the job. That's what's happening. Maybe it's because women, maybe they think they could pay women less. You know, maybe a lot of men, after they lost their job, like, you're kidding me? I'm going to be working for half the salary. You're kidding me? I couldn't. I mean, that would be really, really tough. I mean, and of course, it's our thinking. You get a certain education. There's a PhD scientist who was working for one of the research centers here in town. They did a whole bunch of layoffs. He's like, what? Where do I go? What do I do? And I told him, I go, if things get worse, I'll probably go back to waiting tables. Why not? I loved it. I love talking to people. I love singing to the music in the background, serving drinks. I would probably bartend. I would probably, honestly, because I'm getting old and I probably couldn't get the tips that I could waiting tables, I would probably, or cocktailing, I would probably get behind the bar. But again, I'm not above that. I love bartending. Just because I'm a doctor. You know, if I was working for somebody and lost my job, or if the recession, you know, really hurt, I would probably do that. So, but a lot of people are like, okay, no, I'm not really ready to relearn another, you know, another trade, and I'm not ready to take a pay cut. I don't blame you. It's tough. You worked your butt off to be where you are. You're middle-aged, and now you have to go back and hustle like you did when you were in your 20s. It's tough. Trust me, it's tough. But I think things are probably a lot more serious than we think they are. And unless we change our thinking, right, and look at things, you know, get a different grasp of what our expectations are, we're going to be having some issues. And I tell my husbands, my five husbands, I tell my men that are house husbands, I go, look, okay, don't think about that 1980s Mr. Mom movie and get all embarrassed. Okay, don't worry about that. You do what you have to do. We get through this, and then later, hopefully, we get to do what we want. Guys, great show tonight. Please sign into my guest book. Please tune in on demand, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.